At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman on this Wednesday, Old School Crew, brought to you by the Mercado. Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, 168th and Maple up there in the O. Appreciate the text line. John and Cortland said Strick didn't play with Rich King. Yeah.
Just missed it.
Rich King is 7'2".
Mm-hmm.
Austin, on the spot, who drafted him?
He went to the Sonics, didn't he?
Damn. All right, I'm done asking you. per our conversation before, Bolivar says that many schools are public institutions. And then he also says make eligibility 8 years. There's people that have exceeded 8 years, Bolivar. But nevertheless, speaking of eligibility, one of the transfer portal issues that I think that we've obviously talked about off air. If you read, I'm pulling it up here. Give me a second. Gotta get my notes right. Wide receiver from Texas, Mr. Johnny B. Bad Cook, has been kicked off the Washington Huskies. Literally, probably only been there a week.
Two weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
And now this is after being kicked
17
off.
Days is the 17 official days. Count.
And this is after being at the University of Texas and being a former five-star recruit and being kicked off Texas's team because of obviously playing time issues. And they're in a college football playoff run at that time. You know, Big 12 championship game or SEC championship game, excuse me. And then obviously going through the college football playoffs, he gets kicked off the team, immediately goes to Washington. They say, you know what, hit the bricks too. That's part of this instant portal where you just go for it, you chase the money, or you look for the quick, you know, answer on the other side as far as like, oh, I need a receiver, I'll get him. That's why if you can find as much background on him, maybe recruit as many kids as you can, honestly. So if you have a second go around with him, you can make a more efficient decision. This is obviously not an efficient decision on either part, but probably the most efficient decision on Washington's part, because they saw some things that maybe they heard or knew and pulled the plug very quickly. And this is one thing, if I could give players, any players or anybody, you know, any type of advice, the pettiness level and resentment level among people in authoritative positions are last very long, and they just do it because they can. And in particular coaches. And so you need to understand this. And yes, there's plenty of coaches that have made mistakes. There's times that maybe more times than not, or maybe 50% that players should be playing when they aren't. And there's different reasons, and there's probably politics or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. But playing the game within the game is a lost art, and you need to exercise professionalism at all times, because every move that you make is being evaluated to a higher percentage now or higher rate now, because number one, there's more people out there that are willing to come in and quote unquote fall in line and work hard and be a part of a team than there is not. So then that lessens your value just like that, you know, just mm-hmm. done that alone. Really good players don't act like this. No. They don't have to, because that's not how they're wired. That's number two against you. And then number three, you're getting paid. So the expectations are higher no matter what your age is. So if you're an 18-year-old kid, like Underwood up there at Michigan or wherever he's at, you're a highly compensated athlete day one, mm-hmm. year one. The expectations are you to play to your pay level, not your grade level.
Right.
Right, wrong, or indifferent, that's the deal. That's how you – so as you cash those checks, be aware of what your expectations are. It's all fun and games until we get about July and August. And then the fun and games are gone. So you got to make sure the eyes are on the prize the whole time. And for him, you know, you got to do some reflection. You got to really look in your mirror, look in the mirror and decide, are you going to be one of those stories of a guy that's a former five-star bust? Or are you going to make something of yourself? It's not a talent thing. You can't tell me the kid's not talented.
Right.
Now there is a talent that's not evaluated. That's heart, mental toughness, being selfless instead of selfish. Those are things that probably separate him between a Ryan Williams or a Jeremiah Smith, and you know, everything being equal physically. And so for him, in a lot of kids, is that I think now, and I want the text line's opinion of this. I think, or I would. Now, depending on where you are as a program, because if you're really stable, kind of like Ohio State, where you're practicing for national championship, you're bringing in this roster, you're retaining guys, you're really maybe focusing on developing your younger guys in the first part of the offseason, it's different. But I think you're going to start to see, and this might go along with changing the schedule, using this first part of the offseason as like at-will employees, you're paid to try out basis. If we decide to keep you, this is your contract for these type of cases and for some of those fringe players. And then you'll see guys that might have transferred in or committed and then here whenever school starts. So let's just say January or February, but then could be back in the portal in June in this case. You get what I'm saying?
I do. And I think that we see that in like Major League Baseball, for example, where you can invite guys to spring training that, right. aren't on your roster, right? Right? Not guaranteeing them anything, not paying them anything. And most of it's just not on your 40 man, right? So you can bring guys in your own minor league system up there. But I think a version of that could work for football as well. Or shoot, like bring a guy into camp in the NFL, you cut him, say, yep, he's not for us. He can get right back out on the street and get another opportunity, right? Or does he have to go through waivers first?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you change the offseason, you do have some sort of waivers in a...
I don't know how that would work.
Yeah, like a dead period or you could have an acclimation time. And it's hard because it'll hurt the teams that are playing longer. I'm thinking mm-hmm. like if you don't make a bowl game or if your bowl game...
But they probably need to utilize this less than...
Exactly.
The other team.
So, like, if
so
you could,
that's the trade-off.
If you could, and, but you're not really working out like after the bowl game, so it's hard. But I just think, like in these cases, I think they're going to really, you're not able to do as much background on these kids because number one, you're trimming the roster, you're trying to, depending on where you're at, fill the roster, just getting guys in at a position of need,
yeah,
with less background. So it's like, let's see what we got, and it's kind of a, I guess, speed dating type of deal. And then you hit the, you know, like the red button. Oh, no, next. So that's what it's going to be. And then also the players can do it as well. Oof. Say, and here's an example, right? So this happens all the time in the NFL is if you're not a big time free agent and say you're getting late in June and you want to get into camp. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we're only bringing four tight ends to camp. Well, next thing you know, you show up and there's six. I got to hit the bricks because, you know, the numbers aren't adding up in the guaranteed contracts and essentially depending where you're at. And so you see it sometimes in the NBA where you, even though guys have guaranteed contracts, they're only going to keep 13 guys and the 14th guy is you. And then next thing you know, you're in the wind. So I think you're going to see maybe some turnover. We're just going to just roll the ball, especially if it's a position where it's really, really unproven. And that right. could be even, you might have two proven starters at, let's just say wide receiver or tackle or one proven starter at tackle. Well, then you bring in an overabundance of tackles because that's where you can have maybe higher numbers. Mm-hmm. And then you can see, okay, well, this is a developmental guy. This is maybe a fringe starter. Well, this guy beat out X player here. This is the guy we could potentially roll with going into the season. And now we still have some depth and backup being able to reload.
And that's where Washington, with this Jonte Cook departure, is kind of in a tough spot because he was the one wide receiver in their transfer class so far. So this is a guy that they speed dated, were willing to take a chance on, and then 17 days later, he's not a part of the team. He's off the roster, and we don't know exactly what went into it, but it makes you wonder, Jay, if in Washington's rush to put it together, rush to get guys in the class, did they seriously consider the ramifications of, say, his tweet about Quinn Ewers, right? When that rumor comes out that Quinn Ewers was going to be offered $6 million to transfer.
To Oregon, I think.
Right. And Cook's the one saying, wasting y'all money for real.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just a young man who was salty about his playing time, right, and is taking shots at anyone or anything related with the program. But that's where I think coaches that had some time to sit down, think about who they want to go after and pursue seriously, maybe they take the risk on Jonte Cook anyways. Like, yep, we bring him in. We trust our system. We trust our culture. We trust our guys. He'll fall in line. We'll have a talking to him about it, but it's not going to turn us off. But maybe you do more digging and you say, oh, this is a pattern of behavior for him. Do we think that we're going to be able to change him? Maybe, maybe not. Is the talent worth or not worth the trade-off? Kind of like we've been talking about with the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? You go down the list, whether it's, you know, starting with Antonio Brown down to Chase Claypool to Deontay Johnson to George Pickens. For every one of those players, Pittsburgh did their due diligence on and got some good stuff out of every single one of those guys, maybe less so Claypool than the others. But as soon as those guys weren't worth the headache, the production wasn't there,
yeah,
they were gone as quickly as they could be jettisoned from Pittsburgh specifically in this instance. And that's where I think having some of that dating period, if you want to call it that, the not really trial run, I think that's the right way to describe it. But like you said, get them in for spring ball. Are they a fit culturally? Are they a fit on the team? Do they look like they're willing to work through their issues? Are you willing to work through your issues as a program and come to that common ground? The only sort of curveball I could see being thrown into this is, let's say for Jonte Cook, right? He's at Texas, still taking classes through the end of the semester. Probably had to enroll in Washington, right? He's going to drop out of all his classes, lose all those credits. We either got to decide we care about academics or we don't. But if we're going to have this kind of interim period where you can go someplace for spring ball and we're going to be concerned about academics at the same time, I wonder if there would be some way for the, and I know there's countless hundreds of thousands of different majors for guys out. I mean, thousands just at the Division I level alone for what guys are, you know, potential to major in. But is there a way for the NCAA to centralize some of these classes to do them online? So you can start out by saying, we're taking these NCAA approved classes
for credits
that will transfer to any, you know, Power Five, any group of five, any FCS school. And then if you decide that you are going to stick it out, you're going to be a member of that team, you have
to. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.88 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To sign up for X number of credit hours for the fall semester.
Yeah, I mean, I think this situation screams Antonio Brown all over again, because You know, when you start, you know, I'm just looking at this in the portal, which I always like to look at. Washington got desperate because they didn't have a commit.
Right. He's the only one.
Yeah, he's the only one. And now they might have some guys in, you know, already there, but highly doubtful, right? Because you just lost two first round picks the year prior. And you just don't have first round pick receivers out there. And Jed Fish is used to seeing first round picks, as we had McMillan at Arizona, that's going to be drafted this year. So he knows what it looks like. And he likes big, strong, fast receivers. He used to coach and was on the staff with Andre Johnson. So he knows what greatness looks like. And potentially this kid could have been great. But obviously with them not having a commit as a wide receiver, at least right now, I'm already down to 80, according to, you know, 24/7 Sports. That's when you operate out of desperation. Now, I will tell you this. This is why I think it's Antonio Brown. And if you remember Hard Knocks, he probably left Texas. He probably already finished out the semester or quarter. So he probably was in good standing. He transferred to Washington. And he probably got some money, you know, when he signed. And he got too big for his britches. He thought he was brand new. And you haven't started school yet. Because this is right here to tell you when you're enrolled, because that means school's obviously started, you know, obviously before Nebraska, so forth and so on, at least by my assumption here. And they said enough is enough. I guarantee you he was acting a fool and not working hard in their early season, off season workouts. Maybe like position meetings through the players and maybe the coaches. I don't know what they can and can't do at this point.
You probably get a certain number of hours.
I'm sure he was acting like you know what at the training table or in the weight room. And I also can almost guarantee this is all in the 17-day period. They started to watch and see what his habits are. So he got real comfortable real quick because he probably got recruited. He got compensated and then he got ignorant.
Yeah.
And then they said, you know what, if it's starting out like this and we're trying to build a team, we're trying to rebuild our culture here, we can't have this guy here. And so that's some of the horror stories that you got. Cause you got to think when you look at all the top receivers out here, people move quick. You got Zachariah Branch, Georgia, Deuce Robinson, Florida State, Eric Singleton, Auburn, Dane Key, number four, Nebraska, big get, Nick Anderson from Oklahoma. Then you got Texas A&M's checking in. These schools is moving quick. Georgia, another one. Obviously, the dude, all them drops, Georgia went and remedied it. Auburn, new quarterback, we're trying to be a little bit more explosive. Missouri got Kevin Coleman. TCU's in the building. So when you think about, we got an update.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if this is real or not. What's today, the 18th?
Today's the 15th.
So when I got on here and went up and down, it said Jonte Cook II committed but not enrolled. I just refreshed it. They say he's enrolled, according to 24/7.
How does that change the calculus, Jay?
That brother said, listen, I'm here. I ain't going nowhere. He like a squatter. You want me to leave? Nah, I didn't hear that.
I'm good.
You really want me
to
stay?
I like Seattle.
No, you don't. Right?
Is that a thing where it's almost just like the suspension? I know you can suspend guys, but are they going to boot him off the team and make him earn his way back on? In fact, yeah, why not just suspend
him? Because you're trying to maybe see how well he does in school. Maybe kind of like you're away from the team for a while.
So then is this also a way to maybe free up a scholarship and he's going to earn his way back? He's got to walk on?
No. Dude, he might just be in the wind. I don't know if it's official, just the rumors. He probably got in trouble. Hey, look, if you're resetting a culture, there's going to be some pushback. There's people that you're going to say, you know what, take a break and see if they want to come back and play.
And even for Jed Fish, it's not really a culture reset.
No.
You know, this guy's still trying to establish himself.
But yeah, putting your stamp there.
And that's where I think you have to make that mark early, right? Get it established, hold the line, be strong, even when it's difficult early on. Then you learn what works, what doesn't work, and then you ease up. If you try to ease up and then change up and get tough later on,
it's not going to work. No, yeah, no. So you know, it's probably a little bit of everything to see how he reacts. Worst case scenario, they got a semester of school that he can get, or he gets in line. But I think ultimately in the beginning of the offseason, you got to set the tone, and you got to set the tone both from a structure standpoint, expectation standpoint and accountability. And obviously he's struggled with that at times. And so you hopefully wish him the best. And I guess he's enrolled. I wonder if he was sitting in the front of the class with a like PJ Fleck with a golf shirt on. So we got a couple texts here. Old dad 34. Is that more on the kid or the team? He went to meaning the kid from Texas. Oh, that went to why he's asking about the kid. Is it more on the team? The kid? Well, it can't be on Washington. He just got there. Like it's on the team. Maybe he just didn't do enough homework, but ultimately talent allows you more opportunities.
Yeah.
He's obviously very talented. Not very smart yet. So I think if he's been kicked off the team more times than not, it's the kid.
I think
this early, 17 days, you ain't done nothing.
Right.
You just showing up, getting loose, you know, doing some arm curls and stuff. You ain't really, you ain't doing nothing, man. If you can't
probably still trying to learn your way around campus.
Right. You trying to see if Uber Eats account is still transferable up there. You trying to, you 17 days, you just having fun.
And this is where there's a really interesting sort of dynamic at play as well, Jay, is because I don't think coaches consciously look at themselves as saviors. Oh, this kid is in a bad spot. Oh, this kid is, you know, in a tough spot mentally. I can fix him. I can save him. I don't think that's what they're going for. They're going to improve their roster, right? Talented player, want to help him. I think there are definitely coaches with a heart for these guys. You can't just be, you know, a home for the cast offs and say, oh, yep, you're troubled. You have issues. You're a young man trying to find your way. Come here. We're going to be the program for all of them, right? You have to balance it. But at the same time, you can't just write these kids off, right? I don't want no one else to take a chance on Jonte Cook, right? Clearly, he's young. He's immature. He's working through some things. I think that's what we've learned in the last 17 days, at the very least, if not the last few months from that tweet. So that's a lesson to these coaches. Have a plan for this young man. It's a lesson to the young man. Hey, you know, this is now two schools that said, no, I'm good. You can go someplace else. At some point, you got to look internally, reflect a little bit and say, what do I have to change? And I hope he does find a spot that's good for him and he grows. Will it be at the Power Four level? Probably not. Maybe that's the humbling he needs. Maybe he doesn't need humbling at all. I don't know.
Yeah.
Being on the outside, this is where I think, you know, I don't want to speak too much into it, but I wonder too if the next, you know, quote unquote market inefficiency in recruiting is you have your talent evaluator. So like for the old Nebraska staff, like Evan Cooper, right?
Yeah.
Down at Florida State. He was the talent guy. He watched the film, looked at the track numbers, all of that. You need a guy like that, but you don't always get the vibe of the person, right? Their personality and that stuff. So will coaching staffs make sure that in these recruiting meetings, if they hear some rumblings about a kid like this, whether it's a position coach or not, do you bring the guy you trust most with your young men, your young athletes into the room with this guy, even if he's not his position coach, to see if you can get that coach or that advisor to sign off on him?
Yeah. I mean, it's twofold. I mean, it's tenfold. I would probably have a lot of former players around because you're going to get unsolicited raw answers.
Yeah.
And you can pick up on things that, okay, say you're a coach, right? And say you got four receivers in on a recruiting weekend, whether it's high school or portal. Mm-hmm. And you got somebody just kind of just chilling in the background and watching, asking questions, going off the vibe, breaking down barriers. You can't do that because you're out here talking out to four different kids and their families, mm-hmm. and the coaches giving them updates on from your perspective. That's number one. But I'm going to tell you this. Anytime you go on a recruiting visit, you're on your best behavior. You want to know an example? I'm going to tell you this before I go to break. I usually wear almost the same thing every day. Okay, I do change my underwear and I do take showers.
And you do laundry, I presume.
I do laundry. Not very good, as we've seen today.
Does it get done?
It does.
Okay, good enough for me.
I just flooded my house. But
we won't blame you. Yeah. That's not on you.
Yeah, it's on me. It's all good. When I came on my visit down here to Nebraska, you want to know what I wore?
Suit and tie.
Almost. I wore dress slacks from JCPenney that I actually got for Christmas.
Nice.
Because they get the catalog and go, you know, they probably spend it too much. I would have rather just worn jeans, dress shoes, white shirt, black tie, red cashmere or some form of bootleg cashmere sweater.
And that Jerry Curl was slick back, wasn't it?
You know, I had the little fro, and I just, my man Uncle Eddie up in Minnesota lined me up.
Thanks, Uncle Eddie.
But then once I got down here, and after I got through the minute, I was turned up 2010. Okay,
so this thing goes all the way to 11.
Right, yeah, I was up at level 15. I went from, I'm out, look, my dad couldn't come. I'm on my own. Got a little change in my pocket. Even, you know what I'm saying? Even though my per diem got a little light, but I still had a little change in my pocket. And I was in a whole new area. I was acting brand new. So all I'm saying
What's
is...
What's up, Lincoln? Meet Jay Form.
Right. And it was a good time. But I will tell you this, is that these kids get there and then you really don't know until you get them in your program. So now I will tell you this from a coach's perspective before we go to break. There's two different types of coaches. There used to be kind of a go-between. Now you got guys that want to coach anybody and everybody, and they feel like they can be the coach to get the light turned on with them. Or you got coaches that don't want anything to do with them because it's too much time. There used to be in between. And that's why it was more harsh if you went to a coach that was very, very accommodating and lenient and helped like a ton of players, like a Mike Tomlin. So that's why it looks so bad for Johnson. Looks so bad for Pickens. It looks so bad for Claypool. I don't even know Claypool in the league anymore. Johnson's on the way out.
Well, and even like Sarkisian, right? He has his own issues, right? If there's a guy that's willing to work with players through something, I would hope it would be Steve Sarkisian.
Right, and he's very open with it. He's made a tremendous comeback. Mm-hmm. So coming to him with some issues, even if it's playing time issues, and understand how that affects you, he's more lenient. For him to tell you hit the bricks, especially when you do it in a championship year, that lets you know he's trying to hold him hostage because he knew he had Washington in the back pocket. Mm-hmm. Now he ain't got nothing in his pocket but some lint and probably a checking account balance that don't look right. Anyways, what looks right is us up against the clock. We're going to take a quick break. Come back. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman. We'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.